Of course, loving the neighbor doesn't have anything to do with persons. It has to do with not being reflexive in our understanding of it. So we often view that as loving the neighbor as myself. So that's reflexive. Whereas if you take person out of it, then you have loving the neighbor or that which is good and true as oneself. So when you hold that and then think about the phrase to love the neighbor as oneself. So rather than loving the proprium as oneself, we are being asked to love the neighbor as oneself. Now, ultimately, the Lord is the neighbor. What is good and true is the neighbor. So it's to love what is good and true as the basis for a new sense of self, which is a heavenly proprium, essentially. So in a more general way, another way of looking at that in that opening few numbers, which deals with the doctrine of charity, and it was read tonight, 7 to 60. So there are all these different categories of the neighbor. So what this is showing is how, as the work moves forward and these truths become more integrated into us, then the capacity to bring discernment in relation to states increases. And what you have here is a listing of a series of different categories into which states fall. And so if you recognize the symptomology of these states, then that can provide insight as to what is needed for a remedy. You know, for the blind, lack insight or sight so far as truths go, the lame is a struggle to walk or to live what one believes. The maimed is an inability to grasp things. The poor, those who lack goods and truths. The miserable, those suffering from, again, it'll be a lack of truths or understanding given the situation they may be in, and so on. So you have these different categories of the neighbor that they're spiritual conditions. And so this gets expanded on throughout the word as to the meanings of them. But these things provide a basis also for how to be in connection with one another. If we are listening for what's arising in what people are expressing, can often give a hint as to what the condition is that's to be met in the situation. Not always, but it certainly gives a basis for increasing our awareness on how to be in community with each other.